AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama vowed today that the U.S. and its international partners will not relent in the fight against the Islamic State. He insisted the world would not accept the extremist attacks on civilians in Paris and elsewhere as the new normal. Wrapping up a 9-day trip to Turkey and Asia, Obama said he pressed Russian President Putin to align himself with the U.S.-led coalition and go after ISIS and not the moderate opposition in Syria.
Their principal goal appeared to be, if you follow the strikes that they took, to fortify the position of the Assad regime. And that does not add to our efforts against ISIL. In some ways, it strengthens it.
Forget about the snow shovels and snowblowers. Folks in the Midwest are going to need flamethrowers to melt snow that has turned into ice. After the first major snowstorm of the season dumped up to 20 inches of snow in Wisconsin and lesser amounts in neighboring states, temperatures plunged into the deep freeze, and that turned roads in Michigan and elsewhere into ice skating rinks. Paula Fader says she and her boyfriend decided against driving to meet relatives.
Both of us are pretty used to driving in bad conditions growing up in Michigan, and we're both really comfortable driving in the snow, so it had to be pretty bad for us to make that decision.
It's only expected to be 20 degrees when the Bears play the Broncos at Soldier Field today. An upset in Louisiana politics. Voters have elected a Democrat as their next governor. John Bel Edwards defeated U.S. Senator David Vitter.
The people of Louisiana, in a time of deep cynicism about our politics and also about our future, that the people have chosen hope over scorn, over negativity, and over a distrust of others.
This is AP Radio News. The Obama administration is assuring governors that refugees who come to the U.S. undergo a rigorous vetting process, especially rigorous if they are fleeing from Syria.
Secretary of State John Kerry and Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson have sent letters to all state and territorial governors and the mayor of Washington, D.C., outlining the vetting process. After the recent terror attacks in Paris, several governors vowed to block efforts to resettle Syrian refugees in the U.S. for fear their ranks would be infiltrated by Islamic State militants. In the House, lawmakers voted overwhelmingly to put up high hurdles for Syrian and Iraqi refugees. The administration counters the vetting process is thorough and can take nearly 3 years. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
Leaders of major American religious groups have condemned proposed bans on Syrian refugees. The leaders contend a legitimate debate over security has been overtaken by irrational fear and prejudice. I'm Ross Simpson.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.